Sure.
I'm a pepper. Don't you want to be a pepper too?
Yes.
Did
I was like,
you?
what is the most upsetting image to a child of the 80s? I know.
Hello and welcome to the 93rd episode of Pixels in the Animation. I am one of your hosts, TFG1 Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
Want a chili dog?
No. Hell no. Those are not way past cool, and I will not be waiting for them at all. Today we are going to be giving you what you have been waiting for, though. That's right. We're done with the Adventures of Sonic series. We are done with Sonic overall. But we still got to recap it and give general thoughts after we've watched the series and all that good stuff. Favorite characters for me on this one, Sonic, Tails, Grounder, and Robotnik. I would say are the four that I like the most. I mean, there really isn't a lot of... Okay, and Wes Weasley. But there really isn't, like... When we first started watching this, it was just Sonic and Tails. There was no other Freedom Fighters. There was... I mean, there have been characters as the series progressed that have come in and things like that. But for the main part, Sonic and Tails are the heroes of this series, and that's all you get. And at first I thought that was going to be boring as hell. And depending more so on the writing in the episode, plot depends on whether it was going to be boring or not. Do you have any favorite characters from this series? No. you mean Scratch?
No, Grounder.
Oh, Scratches. Thank
no,
God.
God, no. Grounder was just the perfect stupid character. I loved listening to his dopey voice. Even when the plot was stupid, he was always funny. Especially the episode where he was smart.
Yeah, Grounder the genius. I'm so glad they did that, because it gave Gary Chalk a chance to use a slightly different vocal tone. And I remember when we interviewed him, was it right after... Right after Captain N, or right... There was a point, because we were talking about... No, it was Mega Man. That's what it was, because... God! Mayor Squaresley and Gutsman and all that. So it was either right before or right after our Mega Man episodes. And I remember telling him, oh, yeah, well, eventually we're going to be getting to Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. And he's like, oh, yeah, I was a voice on that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, you were Grounder. And I love it when he pops up in anything. It really doesn't matter what it is. I've caught him in more live-action stuff recently than ever before. Not that, and I know you're going to cringe at this, but not that anybody really will ever watch this. The David Hasselhoff version of Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Gary's in that. He plays he plays Dum Dum. Plays Dum Dum Dugan.
Hello, Dum Dum.
Yes. I might actually have to go find that after this podcast and watch that. I like that movie. For as bad as it is. I mean... He was in several episodes of Arrow and Flash and things like that. He showed up as a prisoner in an episode of, and this is just me, folks, remembering where I've seen him. I'm not looking at any IMDb or anything. An episode of Alcatraz, a very short-lived Fox series about the prison Alcatraz. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, no, Grounder the genius. Grounder was awesome. I love Grounder.
That was probably the best episode.
Yeah. So speaking of the best episodes, what are some of your favorite episodes? Do you have any?
Let's see. Grounder the genius. That's really the only one that springs to mind. There really weren't any other episodes that jumped out at me.
For me, it was Birth of a Salesman, because that was Wes Weasley's debut. Again, I just love that character. I love that character voice, but I love that character. Grounder the Genius, as we've already said. Robotnik Jr. and Sonic the Matchmaker, because, again, voices Ian James Corlett is Robotnik Jr. So I like those episodes. And as we said when we were talking about it, when we reviewed the episodes, I really think the Chaos Emeralds arc should have been the final five or final four episodes of this series. I did like those because they were more they had a specific story in mind. So I like those. Favorite video game-based thing in the cartoon? Obviously, for me, the music. And when they eventually, I think this was in the Chaos Emeralds arc, when they eventually hit the special stage thing, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I'd say mostly the music. That anything involving the storyline, it doesn't really make any difference to me, because it's a different medium. Stuff from the video game doesn't necessarily have to cross over into the show, so it doesn't.
Anything. Well, it doesn't have to, but I like when it, like, you know, if they mention Casino Night Zone or Chemical Plants, just that they mention it or they go to some weird variation of it, I think that is kind of cool. Now we get into the least favorite stuff. Least favorite characters. I think we can both agree on Scratch.
Yeah, Scratch. He was okay at the beginning, but he just wears thin on you after 65 episodes.
I would say after 49 and a half, really. I mean, no. Well,
basically, after about 10 episodes, he got old really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I also... Mama Robotnik?
She wasn't around that much to get annoying, though. She was actually kind of funny for what she was.
Yeah.
Especially when she had the mustache.
Yeah, there was that one episode where they ripped it off of him and put it on her, and I'm like, how the hell does that work? Oh, God. Least favorite episodes, pretty much everything not listed in the favorite episodes for me.
Pretty much. It's kind of a blur at this point.
So let's see here. In my favorites, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 9 episodes total. Because if the Chaos Emerald arc is 5 episodes, I have 4 other. So I have 9 favorite episodes out of 65. And I really can't count the Christmas Blast thing as the 65th episode, because they tried to amalgamate both adventures and Satan, and it just didn't.
Well, it wouldn't have been the 65th episode, because it was after.
Oh, that's right. It was the special
66.
Order 66. There you go. Thanks a lot, Emperor Palpatine.
Reference that movie.
That's the only good thing about that movie.
They killed off all of the stupid Jedi characters and all the CG characters. It's good watching them all die. No, go get Jar Jar.
That was the one good thing about Revenge of the Sith. He was barely in it.
He's a rope and completely truncated.
Yeah. Let's see. Do we have any trivia for this series?
No, I don't.
No, okay. I highly doubt this would be a show that I would ever go back to. Not even some of my favorite episodes.
Uh,
I mean, they say that, oh, this is the funny one. And there are funny parts in this, but too much chili dog stuff, too many catchphrases from Sonic. The fact that the one episode where they have to get his memory back by using his own catchphrases to make him remember, that just, oh, God.
Right.
I guess it could be worse. We could have had, you know, 20 podcast episodes on Donkey Kong Country, though.
Oh, God, I'm glad we cut that. I mean, I only watched a compilation movie of 4 episodes, and it was so weird to watch. That animation, it's just, I can't put my finger on it, but it's so ugly and wrong.
Yeah. The animation in this series in Adventures wasn't... It really depended on... and this series, most of the cartoons in the 90s, like, I've recently, in the last month or so, actually, this month, the month of July, people probably won't hear this until God knows when, but July 2017, I went ahead and I did the 7-day free trial with Boomerang, their streaming service. And after the 7 days was over, I paid the $5 to have the service. It's $5 a month. You can watch. There's all kinds of stuff on there. So I've pretty much watched all of my favorite Looney Tunes cartoons. You know, Duck Amuck, Rabbit Rampage, the Duck Season, Rabbit Season trilogy from Chuck Jones, other Elmer stuff, other Yosemite Sam stuff, other Daffy, like Robin Hood Daffy. To trip. and what I've found on there now and that I've been watching is Chuck Jones, Tom and Jerry. Because that's my personal... I like the Hanna-Barbera Tom and Jerry, I do. But the Chuck Jones stuff, because it's more... It's Tom and Jerry, but it's more what if Tom and Jerry was in the Looney Tunes universe kind of thing.
Somewhat.
And what I've noticed about that and all of the other Bugs and Daffy and other Looney Tunes is how much I pay attention to the names on the credits, like to see what, because I've done that for years, to see what animators are there, what writers or what whatever. But here it's like with the animation on Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, sometimes it's really excellent, sometimes it's great, and sometimes it looks like, you know, a 6-month-old did it. I mean, I can't even credit like a 2 or 3-year-old kid, but there were times in the beginning of this series where the speed animation on Sonic made him look like he was fatter than what he is. It made him look like he was sloppier than what he is. And it just was not good animation.
Well, it really comes down to the, it's a completely different era. I mean, you're talking about the Chuck Jones era of Tom and Jerry. All that animation was done over here, whereas with Sonic and a lot of, well, pretty much all cartoons of the 90s were animated overseas, and it's a little difficult to sometimes get people from other countries who speak different languages to animate the way you want them to, and it really took a long time for that to even out. Whereas today we have. Well, we sort of have better animation.
Too many flabby arms today, though.
Yeah, the Cal art style needs to die. I hate that style.
You know, people say to me, why don't you watch Steven Universe? Why don't you watch Adventure Time? I don't like the animation. It has nothing to do with the story or the characters, but I just don't like the animation style. So if I don't like the animation style, why am I going to watch the show?
Yeah. I mean, Korra was pretty good.
Yeah.
Remember Korra?
Yeah.
I miss good cartoons.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to see if there's any good trivia here. Most of the bounty hunters in Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, Supersonic Search and Smash and Squad... were reused as the cast for Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
That is true. I remember that. Where the... there's the one robot that looks like he's got the Davy Jones hat. Or no, not Davy Crockett. Because it looks like a coonskin hat. He's in that game.
Yeah. I like the fact that they, you know, took Scratch, Grounder, and Coconuts out of Sonic 2 because they were in the Sonic 2 game. I like that.
I think Scratch also showed up in Sonic Spinball.
Mm-hmm.
Seem to remember a chicken enemy in that.
Yeah. Apparently the Roadrunner cartoons are a major influence behind this series. I
can see that in the backgrounds.
Yeah. Part of the theme is In the Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see here. What else? Dr. Robotnik was originally conceived as a television's sexiest fat man.
They do show his ass a lot.
Yeah, they do. The animators weren't up to the challenge, but it didn't stop them from slipping in a lot of shirtless scenes and scenes that draw too much attention on Robotnik's ass. There's also includes a bikini pic from Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, Hero of the Year. God.
Jesus Christ.
This is interesting. Jaleel White, Mr. Urkel there, was the only American voice actor. Everyone else was based in Vancouver.
You know, I was going to say, yeah. It's like, he's the odd one out because everyone else in the show is Canadian.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, this show and Satan were going at the same time. That's fine. I have no problem with that. I think it makes sense because they were going at the same time that you have the same guy voicing the lead character.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I hear they have to instruct all those actors to speak American. So you can't say sorry about the hoose.
Yeah.
It won't happen again.
Yes. We're talking to you, JT.
Shit all the time.
Mr. I can't afford the Stripperella DVDs. Oh, God.
Sounds like an excuse.
Professor Von Schlemmer, a character that appeared in Adventure Sonic the Hedgehog, Two Tall Tales, made an appearance in a modernized design in the Sonic Universe comic book story, titled The Silver Age. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, he looks completely different. He's the same color.
Yeah.
Same color scheme, but yeah.
Huh.
They kind of gave him that retro sort of American anime look that was all the rage for a while.
Yeah. I can see that. Like I said, I'm glad we went through this because we needed to cover... When I set out to have us do this, we were going to cover every major video game character that had a cartoon. And I think in almost 4.5 years, we've kind of done that. Because next year will be our 5th year that we're going to end the show on. But it's one of those things where, you know, we got Mario, we got the Captain N stuff, we got the Zelda stuff. Mega Man, Sonic. We did one episode for Donkey Kong Country.
Fuck that show.
And then, of course, the darker episodes with, you know, the Stalkers and Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat and.
Those are terrible. Those are probably the worst shows we watch.
I mentioned to Neil off air. I said, we're going to wrap up the show, you know, the podcast the way that we have set out now, folks. So it's not going to continue. But I did say if we were ever going to continue, I said, there's a new Castlevania thing on Netflix. And he's like, no, too new. Yeah.
It's that sort of weird hyper anime style that I don't really like. I like the old anime. Vampire Hunter D.
Are you sure you want to admit to that, liking that? Tell me.
That's a great cartoon.
Okay, no, I'm not judging it. I'm just saying, I remember when I told you about this, your response was, no, I put my anime time in 20 years ago with Vampire Hunter D, and I thought it was a negative.
No, that's a pretty good show.
Okay. Oh,
movie,
God.
actually.
Yeah. It always amazes me when some of the anime stuff pops up over on Hulu.
Yeah. It's really hit
Like,
or miss.
yeah. I think, I could be wrong, but I think the first version of it, and I'm sure you don't like this, but when Yu-Gi-Oh first started way back when, with the whole Kaiba Corp and it, like that first series that they started, it was on Netflix for a while, but I think now they have, because I watched the first two seasons, I think they have all of the seasons on Hulu now, which I got disappointed watching that on Netflix. I'm like, wait, I can only watch two seasons of this? Hello.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. I like Jim Cummings as the original Robotnik in Satan, but Long John Baldry did a damn good job in
He
this.
was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. That was very, very well done. So, I think instead of dragging this out, folks, we're just gonna, put a full stop to Sonic. You got anything you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Just at the next episode, I had picked out a short list of cartoons that's just basically gonna one episode each. We're gonna basically gonna go over the 80s video game cartoons. Saturday Supercade. I picked out an episode of Pole Position, and then we're gonna do the Christmas episode of Pac-Man finally. And one of those is really good, and the other two are Saturday Supercade and Pac-Man.
Wow.
Yeah, finally gonna give some props to poor old Gene Shalapin, who basically made to walk the plank at Deke. And what we basically watched over the course of this podcast was all the cartoons that were made after he left.
I mean, does Deke really have? That might be an interesting pod beyond Tooncast Beyond, but that might be an interesting look back. The history of the Deke Animation Studio.
Yeah, that's one of those where it's like, boy. So it's Inspector Gadget and the Littles, and okay, we're done. No, they had a couple good cartoons. The Mysterious Cities of Gold was pretty good, and then a lot of not so good stuff.
Yep,
And
yep, yep.
they just wouldn't die. I mean, they kept making shit, and Sunbow was like done in about 4 years,
Yeah.
and that just really broke my heart.
Yeah. And oh, I know another bad thing Deke did. No,
Gadget Boy.
worse than that. The new adventures of He-Man.
Oh boy, you're crazy.
Hashtag not my He-Man. Hashtag not my Skeletor. Hell
It's
no. Have you
not a.
gone back and watched any of it recently?
I've seen some of it. I know the animation gets really hairy about halfway through, and it's really not that good at the beginning, but there are parts of it where I look at it, I'm like, wow, this looks like a really like mediocre episode of like Robotech or something, and then He-Man shows up, and I'm like, God damn it. It's like I feel like it could have been a good cartoon if it wasn't Masters of the Universe. And also if it wasn't based on toys, because like I said, it was like there's
Yeah.
that one guy who's in a scuba outfit like at all times for some reason. And it drives me nuts when the cartoon characters have to be in the toy design all the time.
Optimus Solo and I are going through all, I think there are 65 episodes for that series. We as of this podcast recording, we've recorded the first six cartoon reviews, so the first two podcasts for that. And there's one episode in those six that basically has three different reference points for the 87 Masters film. And I'm like, seriously, really? Can you not? God. And just, it's not even the animation with that series that bugs me. It's the fact that the very first episode, it took them 8.5 minutes to mention anything about He-Man.
Yeah.
That's, It's more so the writing that I have a problem with that series is why I say it's bad. It's not the animation is okay, at least for the first six episodes that I've seen at this point, but
No, the animation starts out okay. It kind of looks like a regular Deke series. It kind of has sort of the Inspector Gadget look, so also sort of the Captain N look, and then it gradually goes downhill. Like, the last 20 to 30 episodes are really bad. And it's really sad because the character Mara, I have to be
Go
me
ahead.
And point this out, but
Go ahead.
The character Mara gets a wardrobe change about two-thirds of the way through the show, and it should be a good wardrobe change, the kind that I like, but she's drawn so poorly, and it just makes me cry.
I think at this point, everything about that series makes me cry.
No, you know what it is? They draw her like a linebacker.
Oh, no!
So she it's like, what model are you using? I mean, I know, like, a lot of these animators, they'll use like rotoscope footage. I mean, more complicated than what Filmation does. I mean, all animation uses rotoscoping, but like it's like they were using all men. So Mara looks like this big beefy dude, and she's just got these weird lumps on her chest. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Gives new term to the. Gives new meaning to the term "lovely lady lumps."
You'll see it when you get to the episode.
Oh god! All right, that's gonna do it for the Summer of Sonic, folks. We're gonna take a little bit of a break on the podcast here. And episode 94, as Neil already said, is gonna be, you know, the Pac-Man Christmas thing and the Saturday Supercade and all that. But that'll be somewhere. That'll probably come out somewhere in between Halloween and Thanksgiving, maybe. Somewhere around there. Somewhere right before Christmas, I guess. And then you'll hear me say this in that episode as well. But next year, the final five episodes of Pixels in the Animation. 95 is Nintendo Power and the Nintendo Merchandise. 96 is the Nintendo Comics. Oh, God, that's going to be a nightmare. Howard and Nestor, Mario and Zelda, Captain N and the others. Both includes Nintendo Power Comics and the Valiant Comics. In March, we're going to have a review of Wreck-It Ralph 2, and then we're going to do an April Fool's special, Animation in the Pixels. So
it's not an April Fool's special if you tell them what we're going to do.
Sure it is.
All right.
I didn't tell them what we... I told them what it's called. I didn't tell them what it's what we're doing. In May, it'll be the Mega Man and Sonic stuff, and then also
that's gonna
in...
be an interesting episode if you know anything about Ken Penders.
Also in May will be the Street Fighter and a little bit of Mortal Kombat stuff in there. And then June 21st, 2018, will be the final episode 100. So it'll be the finale. Yay!
Yay!
We're almost there. No, this has been a fun ride. It really has. I can't believe it's taken us 5 years, but hey.
I'm glad the cartoons are over. I can just do normal research and look at bad comics. And actually, a lot of good comics. The Nintendo Power comics are really good.
Yeah. Yep, I remember those. All right, thank you for joining us here on Pixels in the Animation. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the shows. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Email us feedback at geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at geekcastradio for all the other network stuff. I am at TFG1Mike. What is your Twitter?
P. Lynn Bailey.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcast or Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed the latest We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of Pixels in the Animation. I wish you'll join us next time when we'll be covering some other Christmas stuff. Yay. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
TV's Mr. Neil.
Tune in next time and help us find the pixels in the animation.